Well, you know, this team was pretty dynamic when it came to throwing screens, taking advantage of defense being overly aggressive, and we have a number of playmakers on this team. So wherever I could fit in the package, you know, if it be being a decoy, if it be catching the screen, making something happen down the field, you know, I just got to learn each and every position.
You've been productive in the passing game all your career. I mean, you know, scat back. You're a big, powerful dude. I mean, how have you been able to do that, not being, you know, your typical kind of scat back?
Well, I mean, just always taking pride in being a franchise back. And, you know, to be that, you have to be able to catch the ball out of the backfield as well as protect the quarterback. And, you know, I've just progressively worked on that throughout the years.
You always hear running backs say, once you're 30, that's kind of the benchmark. You just had your birthday. Did you think about that at all? Is that something you worry about?
Don't worry about it at all. I mean, typically, when you see numbers like that, people are throwing out averages, scenarios that people are just comfortable in throwing with because it's a trend. But, you know, like I've said before on record, I think each and every generation has a guy that breaks the mold, and I truly believe I'm that running back for this generation.
I saw where you told Monday Morning Quarterback that 5 years ago you wouldn't have left money on the table with your contract. Can you talk about kind of your personal evolution there?
Well, I mean, football is the ultimate team sport, and after so long and after so being through so many tough years there, not being able to even compete in the postseason, it takes a toll on you. And the way the game is evolving is going to more of a passing league that I know realistically my chance to win the Super Bowl are numbered. And I think, you know, Atlanta presented a great opportunity for me to take advantage of, and I've been blessed over the years. So I wanted to be able to not take a step back but take a step sideways to keep moving forward.
With your size when you're coming up, did anyone ever try to change your position, get you play defensive end, linebacker, anything else?
All the time. All the time. Especially during the recruiting process, you know, coming out of high school.
How did you avoid it? What was your argument?
Staying out west. Definitely, if I would have, you know, I was highly recruited. So if I would have came anything east of the Mississippi, everyone wanted me to play linebacker or defensive end. So a lot of the scouts on the West Coast that had a chance to see me personally and see me play knew that I had the capability of being a running back.
I guess no regrets.
Not for me.
If you had to guess, of course you don't do this kind of stuff, but you're 40 time. What do you think?
I haven't ran a 40 since 2004. Honestly. And I don't plan on it either.
So it's going to be first night to kind of be out in front of a lot of fans. Talk about what that's going to be like to come out and kind of make your big debut that way.
You know, I'm hearing a lot of great things about Friday Night Lights. I mean, just the amount of people that's been here over the weekend has been impressive to me as well. People are very excited about Atlanta football and about what we're doing here as an organization. So it'll be fun. But, you know, the month of August, for me, is a fine-tuning moment for me to make sure that I have the correct timing with the offensive line, that I'm reading things the same way Matt is reading things and you know, check downs and route running. So it's progressively the fans will see more and more of the explosiveness and the more of the things that you guys probably seen over the years from me. But come New Orleans, that's when you'll get the full package.